Prologue. Kim could discern only a dark silhouette, but he knew the man was already struggling to get the revolver out of the bag. Kim lunged at his feet, striking his ankle twice with the lathi. He heard the bone crack. The man howled and hopped back again. Kim followed him up, jumping forward to within striking distance. He knew where to hit to paralyze him. As he lifted the cane, the revolver came free and the man fired. In mid-stroke, Kim felt a tremendous blow and a strange sensation of flying as he fell back. He felt his life escaping from his body and struggled to hold on to it. With a huge effort, he searched his kurta and drew out the pebble. "Ram, ram," he whispered to it, and slumped against the wall. Chapter 1. The sinister whisper, Markil, spoken at midnight when the land is at its darkest and the whine of cold wind blowing down from the mountains awakens sleeping spirits, was to alter forever the lives of men who heard it. The one who spoke of death on this night was an insignificant man. Harmless. He could not summon evil spirits to do his bidding or command armies to march. He would die unknown, ignorant of the effect his whisper would eventually have. It would bring down an empire and change the destiny of the man who heard him with such interest.